Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Last night was a long one for tabulators in Iowa. Longer than long, really. The heightened attention for the Democratic primary caucuses was compounded by technical problems, use of a new reporting app that led to delays, adding up to a straight-up clerical nightmare. Michigan's voting system is very different than the Iowa caucuses, and yet, as we have noted on the show, there's a great deal changing this year, with an expected influx of mail-in votes as the state allows room for more absentee voting on demand. With us to talk through tabulation and logistics are Tina Barton, clerk for the City of Rochester Hills. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on today.
And Jan Ronselli, clerk for Bloomfield Township. Jan, glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Tina, this morning you tweeted the following. Dear Michigan legislators, I don't want to be the Iowa of the November election. We need more time. Sincerely, a Michigan clerk. What's on your mind?
So this morning when I woke up and I was watching the news, the Today Show came on, and the first thing they said is that the big news today is that there is no news, and basically referring to the fact that they had nothing to report from Iowa. I have a huge concern that with the Prop 3 changes that we saw come through and no reason absentee and the tremendous increase that we're seeing in absentee votes being cast in the state of Michigan, that we could very well wake up on the day after the election and the news could say the big news is there is no news from Michigan yet. And I don't want to be the Iowa in the November election.
So just to be clear, your concern is not we need more time before we're ready for the election, but we may well need more time to tabulate.
That's correct. We need more time to count absentee ballots, whether that be processing them prior to election day, up to the point of where they are either opened and put in batches and ready to go through the machines, or we're already putting them through the machines prior to election day. Whatever that is, we have such a high number coming in that we're anticipating our absentee teams could be spending anywhere from 20 to 24 hours just trying to process the ballots that we have coming in.
Wait, you're saying they're already starting already?
Yes, that's correct. So in August of last year, it was really the first election that we saw in Rochester Hills where Prop 3 got put into place. And over 80% of the ballots that were cast in Rochester Hills in August of last year were cast by absentee ballot.
Wow. Jan Ronselli, do you share these concerns?
Oh, I do. I do. In August of 2019, we had an election, and 50% of the people who cast a vote cast a ballot. In November, along with Rochester Hills, we had an election, and 70% of the people voting in that election cast their vote absentee.
These are such high percentages.
They're high percentages, and you can't do it all in one day and do it efficiently and accurately without being there for 24-plus hours. That's just not reasonable to ask anybody to do. It's not the tabulation, putting the ballots through the machines or the high-speed scanner. It's opening the ballots up, all right? They're the ballot's in an envelope. The ballot is enclosed in an envelope, then it's inserted in a secrecy sleeve, it's folded, there's a stub on it. The stub has to be compared to the label on the outside of the envelope. You remove the stub, then you pass the secrecy sleeve down with the ballot in it, and that person doesn't know the identity, and they have to pull the ballot out, lay it flat on the table, back fold it so it's flat enough to go through either a stand-up tabulator or a high-speed machine. They can't do more than 200, 250 in an hour at a table. It takes forever to do that.
A physical process.
It is a feat of manual labor.
On the one hand, it's kind of gloriously analog as people's fears get ratcheted up about how the mechanization of voting tabulation might open us up to vulnerabilities. But I take your point that you just have to do this by hand, and that's time consuming.
It is.
We've spoken with State Senator Ruth Johnson about a bill she's proposed, which would, among other things, allow clerks to process ballots, get them ready for counting. And her bill gets a hearing in Lansing tomorrow before the State Senate Elections Committee. I wanted to ask both of you, maybe Jan, we'll start with you. If you were there, what would you tell the committee?
I'd tell the committee to vote yes. But Tina and I both addressed the committee last week in preparation for this vote. And while processing them ahead of time is a good thing, and they're allowing us 9 to 5, I wish it was 7 to 8. We have to take what, I mean, I'm willing to compromise now, but I would tell them to vote yes. Let's get started on this. We're way behind other states in handling absentee voting.
Jan Ronselli, you represent Michigan on the Standards Board for the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. From talking with your colleagues from other states, how would you gauge the amount of change that Michigan is taking on with the Prop 3 changes? I mean, maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, how big a change is this?
It's for us, for Michigan, it's a huge change, okay? And it's probably an 8, right? We're behind other states in this. There's 28 states, I think, at least, and Tina can correct me, I think there's at least 28 states that count their ballots a day or two ahead of time. They don't close the polls out, so they don't know what the end result is, but they're processing. They have a form of early voting. We have none of that. So we're taking a big leap here, but it is long overdue. And Tina and I are in communities where there's large amounts of absentee voting, and you just can't keep up with it in one day and do it accurately and efficiently.
Is there anything else that should be done to bolster the tabulation process?
Well, I'd certainly like if they filled their ballot out, they could just put it in the tabulator and have early voting be the next step. And by early, they're only putting it in the tabulator. It counts the ballot, but you don't close out the polls till 8 o'clock on election day.
I would also like to add that the Bipartisan Policy Center just released a report in the month of January, and one of their recommendations is that election administrators should be permitted to process any of the absentee ballots beginning at least 7 days prior to election day. So that's something that's coming from a bipartisan policy center giving us recommendations. And I feel like that's something that we should be giving a serious look at, because as Jan mentioned, while this might be new to Michigan, this is not new across the country. They've been processing ballots prior to Election Day in many, many states across the country and been doing it for a long time. And it's just something that we need to play catch up on. And I think Prop 3 has forced our hand to do that.
Near as I can tell, the caucus process in Iowa, the caucus process itself more or less went off as usual. The problem, again, was with the reporting of the results. But public reaction, and certainly to some extent media reaction, might be leading some people to believe that there was a problem with citizens having a fair and accountable say in the nomination process. It's true, we don't have results this minute as we're having this conversation, but how do we address concerns about fairness?
Fairness in Michigan elections, I feel like that is something that all clerks are concerned about. And we address that. We know who our constituents are. We make concerted efforts to educate them when there are items on the ballot. When we have elections, we make sure that that information gets out to them. As far as the legitimacy of the election, we have a great system in Michigan that we have paper ballots. We also do logic and accuracy tests that is done prior to the election, where the county is programming our elections, but the local units are actually testing it to make sure that the programming is correct. So there's a layer of accountability and checks and balances there. We also have a pretty good audit system in place, and not all states do. So they audit our processes and procedures, and then they also hand select contests on statewide basis to count those precincts by hand to make sure that the way that the machine tabulated the results is exactly what the ballots are showing. In addition to that, we have started piloting risk-limiting audits in the state of Michigan. So we've been doing that since December of 2018. Rochester Hills was actually the first community in the state to do that. And so we are moving forward with that, of piloting those in the state. And the risk limiting audits are considered to be the gold standard of audits across the entire country.
Are you feeling heard by state leaders about the potential for problems?
I think people assume there's problems. I mean, I have to tell you, there's so many checks and balances in the state of Michigan with state procedures. It is, if you have a problem, there's a way to resolve it. Like you could have a technical problem with a piece of equipment. We have backup equipment, right? If a ballot is ripped, we have a way to repair that ballot, fix it. But there's so much fairness here. We have a public accuracy test that you have to do with the precinct prior to the election, and that's open to the public. We have all kinds of ways that we get out the word of as to what's on the ballot, not for them how to vote, but what they're going to encounter when they get to the precinct or when they're voting absentee. Ways for them to get more information about whatever's on the ballot. Michigan is a very fair state.
But in terms of your concerns about there being enough time to count the ballots and report in the manner that the public expects, are you feeling heard that state leaders get it, why this needs to be prioritized?
I would say that that's kind of a mixed reaction. I think some are concerned about that. We did have one of the senators say during the hearing that he really didn't know what the big deal was, you know, that we should kind of take down the excitement about receiving the results right away. I think he even said something along the lines that we should just take a nap and wait till tomorrow to get the results. I don't think that's what Michigan wants, and I don't think that's what our country wants. I think we have a responsibility to do things fairly, efficiently, and with integrity, and I think we can do that, and I think the legislature should trust us. We are all clerks that take an oath of office. If any clerk violates that oath, there are measures in place to deal with that. We have workers who take an oath of office that they will uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Michigan, and we do that with a lot of integrity, and I think that they should trust us that this is our profession, and we know that what we're doing, and we know that we need more time.
Tina Barton is clerk for the city of Rochester Hills. We've also been talking with Jan Ronselli, clerk for Bloomfield Township. It's been a pleasure having both of you on. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.